As we've been reporting, Amazon has taken the unusual step to circumvent any local, state, or federal mandates by deciding on its own to raise the minimum wage of its workers to $15 an hour. The company has jumped ahead of the pack, which could force other companies to do the same. The increase will take effect next month across the board and will include full-time, part-time, temporary, and seasonal workers. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Gerald Storch. He's a retail consultant and former vice chairman of Target. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Why would Amazon do this?
Well, it's very smart. They were proactive. They've been under a lot of attack for their wage rates. It was an inevitable occurrence that wage rates would rise if they didn't do anything. They'd eventually either be pressured to do it or they'd legislatively be required to do it. Keep in mind, in some major jurisdictions, $15 an hour is rapidly becoming the law. In New York, by the end of the year, that'll be the law. So they moved actively, and they're getting positive credit out of something they were getting negative news on before.
I guess one of the big questions at this point is whether or not the increase will be passed on to Amazon consumers.
Well, obviously, the $15 an hour wage rate will spread throughout the economy. It was doing so already. This will accelerate that. You can't operate a facility in the vicinity of an Amazon DC and expect to hire quality employees if you don't pay what they're getting paid at Amazon. So this is going to spread to other retailers and to other companies throughout the economy. So there will be some inflationary pressure here. There's absolutely no doubt that price increases are coming. Now, a small amount of inflation, a moderate amount of inflation, is actually pretty good for the economy. It's good for consumers in the end. It's good for business because there are a lot of fixed costs that don't rise. For example, rents, you know, housing expenses, things like that. So actually, this can be very healthy. The economy is very hot right now, and it's inevitable wages need to rise to keep up with everything else that's going on.
How long would you expect it would take for Amazon customers to start seeing a little bump in prices?
I wouldn't focus on Amazon customers because I think this is going to happen everywhere. Now that Amazon has been bold and made the first move, all companies who can afford to, you know, are going to match it. They have to. Otherwise, their employees would be demoralized or they won't go get good employees. So it's going to spread throughout the economy. So I wouldn't pick on Amazon or point to them as having, you know, special wage increases because they raised their wages. Every company is going to have to follow suit. And as a result, I think you're going to see increases in prices, moderate increases throughout the economy coming from this. Some of it will be passed on to consumers. Some will be absorbed by companies. In the short term, strong companies can take this action, they can absorb the higher short-term costs, and they'll come out just fine in the end. We saw that with Walmart, who actually was pretty proactive about wage and raises themselves over the last few years. And so now they're seen as very successful, consumers love them, and they're doing quite well. Now, it's the weaker companies who won't be able to keep up, won't be able to match that $15 an hour wage rate, particularly a number of the weaker retailers who are already on the ropes, who we're going to have to watch very carefully.
Will there be any impacts for unionization efforts?
I think the unions have been pushing for a long time, and I believe they'll be pushing for other things as soon as they get this. So rightfully so, they can claim some credit for having advocated for this.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us, Gerald Storch, retail consultant, former vice chairman of Target.